Well, welcome, brethren. Nice to see you all. The crowd will grow as the evening progresses, I believe. We're going to use hymn 238 to start with, and we're going to have a few scriptures, another hymn and a prayer, and then we'll go to our Thanksgiving meal. 238. Where he gave thanks as a regular course of habit. In Matthew 15:36 and in Mark 8:6, where you remember the account of the feeding of the 5,000, we have a large assembly before him. He had them seated in 50s, as was customary segregation in the days, and they sat down on the green grass. And then it says, he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to the disciples. And he always did this customarily, gave thanks before he proceeded with partaking of a meal. In Luke 6:35, he said, beloved your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. Your reward shall be great, you shall be children of the highest. For he is kind even to the unthankful and to the evil. So as much as thanksgiving and a thankful attitude is something highly commended, most of the world doesn't embrace that, but God is gracious to them, and of course, therefore, we should be as well. Luke 10:21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes, for it seemed good in thy sight. And I think all of us can be thankful for that point, because we, as the least things of this world, have been committed the greatest treasures of all. And Jesus was appreciative of God's arrangement in this regard. Matthew 26:27, the Last Supper. He took the cup, and he gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. And in Luke 17:9, he tells us how we might not expect thanks. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? Likewise, you, when you have done all the things that are commanded of you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done our duty. Now, as a matter of fact, the Heavenly Father does reward us more greatly and graciously than we could ever hope to imagine. But the proper perspective from us is to do our duty and not to expect great things for doing duty. But we know, in fact, he will give us great things. Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, one of the many offerings that the Israelites made during the course of the year were thank offerings. And Paul is commenting on that, and he says, we enter into that when we, from the fruit of our lips, give thanks. And so in this Thanksgiving Convention, I trust that will be part of our thinking day by day. We're going to close this brief introduction now with hymn 324. Then we'll ask Brother Bob Whitaker to come forward and ask for us. Hymn 324. Let's take advantage of their preparations. Let's go over now.